Right now, it is time for Dr. Judy Wertman and Food for Mood. And Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Another book, Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS, and From When She Was a Duck Mother. That's right, Journal of a Duck Midwife. Anyway, here she is this morning, Dr. Judy Wertman. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. One of these days, I'll do the interview in quack.
I think that would be good. Now, you're talking about one of my favorite things today simply because of the acronym, which is SAD.
Yes, and I think this being the first day of autumn, I think it's a very relevant subject. You know, SAD is a very clever acronym for a depression that is seasonal. It's called Seasonal Affective Disorder, so SAD. And it's hard to believe, but it was discovered and identified as a new type of depression, think about 1984, 85. It seems like such a long time ago, and in some sense, we feel that we've always known about this phenomenon that occurs when all of a sudden the hours of daylight decrease really rapidly right now, this time of year, and as they decrease, the increase in our feelings of grumpiness, you know, anxiety, depression, fatigue, inertia, lack of interest in our surroundings, our job, our family, our social life, and our need to sleep more and our need to eat more all seem to converge. It only begins around this time, these symptoms of SAD, because this is a time of year when the rate of change, the decrease in the hours of daylight are so noticeable, especially if you're living in the northern tier of states, or certainly even beyond Canada or Alaska. And with it, you may feel that, you know, these days, oh, gee, maybe I'm getting the symptoms of COVID again, or maybe I have a lingering effect of a flu that I didn't notice I had. But it's not an infection. It's not an inflammation. It's simply the effect that we are experiencing much less sunlight than we certainly did 2 months ago and even a month ago, and it's having an impact via neurotransmitters, chemicals in our brain, on all aspects of our behavior. And one of the things that and one of the problems, unfortunately, is that a lot of people who suffer from the real constellation of symptoms of SAD, not just sort of a mild so-called winter blues, the effect of that is really substantial weight gain. I mean, people who started, the psychiatrists, researchers who started describing this particular phenomenon were really struck by the fact that people might gain up to, you know, maybe 40 pounds over a period of several months, let's say from October through April, when these symptoms tend to go away because the days are considerably longer at that point. And oftentimes, they couldn't help themselves gaining weight, which required an enormous amount of self-discipline not to do so, because they had this unfortunate cluster of symptoms that were just perfect for, like, the perfect storm for weight gain. They slept many more hours, so they were less active in the evening or early morning. They were tired, and therefore, the idea of voluntary exercise was something that they simply did not want to do at all. They tended to have this really exaggerated need to eat sweets or any kind of sweet carbohydrate, but could also be a starchy carbohydrate. And they also felt much less able or interested in engaging in any kind of social activity, and some of them really have difficulty even going to work. And so this feeling of inertia or inertness, as it were, coupled with a real difficulty in not overeating starchy and sweet foods was again a perfect storm for weight gain. And I think that when people, and we've talked about this, and I just sort of bang my head against the proverbial wall, that when people talk about obesity in the country and it's going up and what are we going to do about it, and all these wonderful weight loss programs that are supposed to magically get the weight off and you'll keep it off forever, they never talk about it. You know, and indeed, you know, ironically, you know, when all the advertisements for weight loss come on television, et cetera, the beginning of January, that's the time when most people who suffer from seasonal affective disorder are really gaining their weight. How do you expect them to go on a diet and lose weight when everything in their brain and their body is saying, no, no, you're going to be eating more, sleeping more, exercising less, wait until the spring to lose weight?
I know, and that's what's, you'll forgive me, Maybe I can say asinine on the radio, right? It's just sure. No, but yes, this is just one of those things that you'd think we could get our arms around, so to speak. This happened. Look, it was hard enough to get in today because the weather that you're about to get it was happening right over my house, and it was looked like nighttime, and the cat was demi-active, and my great glide path out is always fraught anyway, and you know, nothing would have been better for me at that moment than to just sit down and eat a baked potato.
Stay in bed and eat a donut, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know what? I would have felt better.
And that's right. And if your day after we, you know, it's not, we're going to go back to standard time, beginning of November, and then we're all going to be complaining in unison about how dark it is. It's dark when we get up. It's dark when we get out of work. It's dark, you know, by December, you know, for some of us living in the East Coast by 4:15. And it is very depressing. And if nothing else, you simply don't want to go outside. But the problem is that you really want to eat more. And the thing is, you don't, if you pick the right carbohydrates, you don't have to gain the weight. There's nothing wrong with eating rice or, you know, baked potato or quinoa or couscous or pasta, as long as you hold off on the high calorie ingredients such as fat, you know, olive oil, cheese, cream cheese, butter, bacon, that sort of thing. What I worry about, Jill, and this is something we should talk about maybe, you know, again, is that these people, and I will forget the adjective in front of them, who go on a ketogenic diet and don't eat any carbohydrate because they're not allowed to do so, I really wonder how they manage to get through. Because we know that eating carbohydrates really helps their mood. You can't eat carbohydrates. You're not allowed to. And I just wonder how these people manage with their seasonal affective disorder. It couldn't be a pretty picture.
They've got to check out the Beyond Meat guy.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, keep the lights on. We can talk about this. There are lights that you can buy. They're called sun lamps. And you put them on in the morning, about 30 minutes, and it really does have effect on making your mood slightly better for the rest of the day. And I think anybody who's interested in looking for some kind of therapy should look up, just Google or use any kind of search engine for sun lamps for seasonal affective disorder and read about it, because it does have some positive impact.
And once again, I will say that many, many years ago, like decades, I knew someone who got one, and it definitely helped.
Right.
And by the way, sun lamp is it's a very specific type of light box.
That's right. Exactly. It's light photo. It's called phototherapy.
Right.
For the behavior. It's not to give you a tan.
No. But we should also possibly as soon as next week go through what people can eat, because
exactly. Why don't we follow up next week? That's very good.
All right.
All righty. Oh, hope the sun shines eventually. Yeah. We're going to get the rain.
All right. Happy equinox. All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood. She's already gone.
Gone, gone, gone. Long gone.